3M Tape Time with Pete Bursich, former coach and player for the Minnesota Vikings, current analyst for the Vikings Radio Network. Let's take a look at border battle film, specifically the 8-6 Green Bay Packers. We're going to see some good, and then we're going to see some troubling moments. First to the good, the fact that they're running decently and explosively last game with Ty Montgomery is opening up the deep passing game. Right. Tell us about Ty.
Well, I think with Ty, he's just kind of giving you what he can, and he's giving you some juice at running back. The Packers have always did the box count. When it's in their favor, they run the football. So Ty Montgomery's benefiting from that.
Yeah.
So good decisions on behalf of Rodgers on when to run it, when to throw it. Defensively, yeah, they're a little mixed up sometimes. They're porous, and I think we could take advantage of them in the back end.
Ty Montgomery, second year from Stanford, converted receiver, just went for 162-2 at Soldier Field. Let's take a look.
When I said earlier about the box count, you're taking a look and seeing how many defenders there are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You have 6 with that guy lined up outside. So you definitely have the advantage for blocking up front. It's just a matter of schematically how you want to do it. I love this play because this is the old influence trap, Paul. So if you see the guards, if you watch the guards, they both pull. Mm-hmm. And the reason this guard steps this way is that the 3 technique is taught any down block is trapped, so he's going to collapse.
Yep.
What this does is it holds him out here, and he's basically setting up the block for Lang to come the other way and to kick him out. And then the guard just heads right up to the linebacker, number 44.
Wow.
So they get the good kick out.
That's way too
But this
easy.
Is a nice job by Montgomery, though, because he sees the jersey, but he stays with what he knows, and that's to come on outside,
yeah.
Which is where he's taught. So there's some discipline to that. And no one's fading back in. No one's getting back in on the play. The other thing that you see with the Bears, Paul, and you'll see in the NFL, is watch the effort by the defensive lineman. When you talk about the difference between a winning team and a losing team, and we say it's not that much, look at the difference here. When you've got this guy
wow.
here just jogging, he's jogging.
Yeah.
But he has an opportunity to make that tackle right there at about the 35-yard line. And because he's jogging and not really invested in the game.
Holy cow.
Montgomery gets another 20 yards.
Wow.
20 yards added to a play.
That's sad
because,
to say.
Yeah. And so that's what I was talking about. When you get out there to play and you need to get after the football and you want to have guys running to the ball, that's what we're talking about. So.
Yeah.
The Bears here in the Bear front. What is a Bear front? It's almost the Bear front. This guy's head up. But you have nose tackle, 3 technique, everybody's lined up, but you have the box count again.
Yep. This is Kristen Michael, the former Seahawk.
Doing a nice job getting off tackle. Now, what the Packers do so well up front is basically just taking care of their guy. They're not destroying anybody. They're not driving anybody off the ball, but they're disciplined and they get angles. So when you line up just like this, the guard on the backside makes a call and says, you know what, I can't get to this level
yeah.
to reach him, so I'm going to pull all the way around over here
yeah.
and wall him off on this side, which is what ends up happening. Gets all the way across, turns
nice.
Up, boom, kicks out the Mike linebacker.
Yeah.
Nice cut there, and you got the safety one-on-one. The safety misses a tackle at the 30, and this play just goes on and on and
Holy
on
cow.
And on, and touchdown. So, again, one guy not making a play, a couple guys not hustling. It opens the door for plays like this.
Yep.
So, again, Ty Montgomery on the outside. You watch the Bears. Guy's not interested. They've got him bottled up. You've got a guy here, guy here, guy. I mean, all these gaps are taken care of.
Yep.
But when one guy decides to poke his nose and do too much, try to do somebody else's job
yep.
and not seal the outside.
Trouble.
So that's the quickness, though. This is pretty impressive on the running back to be able to bounce it outside, get outside the corner, and then get the first down. So.
Yeah.
The Bears did not look good defensively. They did not do a whole lot that's going to make the Vikings defense, you know, stand up and say, well, we can't get healthy on this group.
Yet this game came right down to the wire, a Jordy Nelson long pass and a Mason Crosby game winner.
You're absolutely right. Again, problems on the backside. They have enough guys right here to stop this run. You have a guy here, safety in here, and this linebacker needs to stay inside, but the safety says, no, I think I'm going to go back outside because I'm not quite sure what I want to do.
Why?
And then, bam. But nice hit up there in front. But, again, another nice run. And the Bears just not being disciplined, not doing what they want to do, not doing what they need to do, not hustling
yeah.
to the football.
Yeah.
All those things matter. So, empty formation. This is, again, what Rodgers can get you. You look at the length of time. This is the red zone. The
yep.
length of time that Rodgers has. A little blitz. They drop off the defensive end. They bring the safety off. Nobody is winning one-on-one. I mean, How much time? I mean, great coverage by the Bears. And finally, he pulls this thing down. He's not as speedy as he was. I still think the injuries are still bothering him. Doesn't quite get in the end zone.
Yeah.
But you can't just balance up. You have to, at some point, beat your guy one-on-one and get to the quarterback. And I think we've done a much better job of that. Conversely, we talked about the holes in this this Green Bay Packers defense, and it's just fundamental things that they're not doing right. You see this right here. This is cover two. You have a deep half safety. You have a corner. Now, he's off a little bit, so it's similar. But this guy here doesn't wall the receiver right up the seam. And you have to also credit the Bears quarterback for finding him and getting this ball delivered right where it needs to be.
Very nice.
Too many guys, I mean, just not enough discipline, turns his back. You've got to turn your body with that guy and run with him. So there's some opportunities deep, especially with these nickel guys and some of these guys underneath, not carrying their receivers all the way down the field. Okay, next play. Similar. Nice job by the quarterback to look off everybody. The Packers are here, are just in regular old three deep, and what happens is safety comes down. He's seeing this guy and where he's looking. He's looking over to the wide side of the field, so he's going to work here and leave the one guy you should be worried about on the Bears, Alshon Jeffrey.
And Demaryius Randle.
Bam. But Demaryius Randle's playing deep. There's no way he's going to be able to get under this dig.
Yeah.
But nice job by the quarterback to look off, open up the middle of the field. I think Bradford's going to have that ability to do that. So,
and 42, Morgan Burnett, their safety, they're using him in nickel situations quite frequently, too. So seeing him that close and do that's happening a lot.
It is. And in the nickel situations, we've seen it with the Lions a lot. They're keeping nickel, or keeping extra safeties in even during base runs because teams are throwing the ball so much. So defensively, the Packers aren't getting that pass rush. They don't. The front isn't as stout as it was when we saw it the first time, and they're exposing some holes in the back end. Offensively, it's still the shell game. It's still all about Rodgers and him buying time, scrambling, and making good decisions at the line of scrimmages of when to run and when to throw. So disguising is going to be very important.
Let me ask you this. With that nice play center of the field by the Bears, then the Alshon Jeffrey play, that requires the offense to have some patience, get protection, and strike deep down the field. Honestly, that's something we haven't done a lot specifically in winning like two of the last nine games.
And I think that you look at the difference between Jacksonville and last week, we are one-dimensional. Indianapolis knew that we had to throw the football, hence the five sacks. When we can have a more of a balanced attack, whether it be because of the scoreboard or because we're efficient in the ground game or running the football, you're not going to see that kind of pressure on Bradford.